As a reminder for our meeting and guests, the meeting is being recorded and the recording will be available to the public on the DOH website. So please speak loud and clear when you need to. Speak one at a time. State your name before making or seconding a motion. And perhaps most importantly, please go on mute if you are not talking.
Okay, I'd like the board members and staff to introduce themselves by stating their names and affiliations. Rachel? Rachel, are you on? All right, Tim?
This is Tim Hilbert. I'm the medical director of the blood bank at Tisch Hospital and NYU Langone Medical Center, and I'm the clinical director of the laboratory at the Nathan Klein Institute in the Office of Mental Health.
Dave?
David Husky. I'm the appointed representative for the people of the state of New York.
Phil?
Hi, Philip McCarthy, Roswell Park.
Bev?
Blood and Transfusion Services, and...
You start again, please, Bev.
I'm sorry. My name is Beverly Rausch. I'm the commissioner's proxy to the council, and I'm the director of the Clinical Laboratory Evaluation Program.
Rachel, have you joined the call? Okay. Now I'd like the DOH staff to introduce themselves.
I'm the director of the Division of Laboratory Quality Certification, which includes the Clinical Lab Evaluation Program.
Jason Riegert, I'm counsel to the Wadsworth Center.
Matthew Cohn, Executive Secretary to the Council.
Andrea Garibelli, Wadsworth.
This is Beverly. I'd like to thank all the council members for your time and commitment to making these meetings a priority. Your attendance is critical to the success of the program. Now, Dr. Cohn will introduce the members of the public who are attending today's meeting. He will announce each registered participant. There is time reserved at the end of the meeting for public comment. Matt?
Okay, thanks, Bev. Today, joining from the public, we have Michelle Battle from Octa Pharma Plasma, James Bridges from Connect Life, Nellie Cherney from KED Plasma, Karen Clifford from Prometic Plasma Resources, Amy Dalheim from Takeda, Christine Driscoll from the New York Blood Center, Ruth Espinoza from KED Plasma, Marianne Perallo from Prometic Plasma Resources, Kristen Fry from Takeda, Chaya Ganarkar from Bioproducts Laboratory, Jessica Jacobson from Bellevue Hospital, Betsy Jett from the New York Blood Center, Jean Linden, Maria Loker from the Red Cross, Mark O'Rourke from Takeda, Ava Quinley from CSL Plasma, Amy Schmidt from CSL Plasma, Bill Spear from PPTA, Mark Houston from Farrell Fritz, Margaret and Todd Vandervoort from the Vandervoort Group representing PPTA, and Carla White from CSL Behring.
Thank you, Matt. Council members should have received today's exhibits to be discussed. Our agenda today includes approval of the permanent rule, which changes Title 10 of the New York Code's Rules and Regulations, Subpart 58.2, and was most recently discussed at the March 31st meeting, as well as discussion about reviewing and updating guidance documents previously issued by the council.
Okay, now our next order of business is approval of the minutes of our March meeting. Is there any discussion of the minutes? Okay, then may I have a motion to approve the minutes as presented?
This is Rachel. I'll make the motion to approve as written.
Okay, may I have a second?
David Husky, I'll second.
Okay, Rachel was a yes. Tim?
Yes.
Okay, Dave said yes. Phil?
Yes.
Beverly? Yes, and I say yes also. The motion is approved. Now we'll hear an overview from Derek about the regulation changes and the process going forward. Derek?
And thank you, Dr. Cifolo. Subpart 58.2 of Title 10 of the New York Code of Rules and Regulations establishes regulatory requirements for all aspects of blood banking, including personnel qualifications, donor screening and care, record keeping, and certain technical specifications. Effective September 9th, 2020, the department adopted emergency regulations revising sections 58-2.14 and 58-2.15 and adding a new section, 58-2.28. Section 58-2.14 concerns the collection of source plasma intended to be used in the manufacture of blood derivatives, such as anti-SARS-CoV-2 immunoglobulin. Section 58-2.15 concerns the collection of plasma and other blood components intended for transfusion. Section 58-2.28 incorporated by reference certain federal regulations related to 58-2.14 and 58-2.15. The department readopted these emergency regulations on December 8th, 2020. The department adopted revised emergency regulations on February 5, 2021, and readopted these revised emergency regulations on March 31. Due to the COVID public health emergency and the urgent need for convalescent plasma and derivatives, these amendments were made under the New York State emergency rulemaking process. Because an emergency amendment is temporary, the department also proposed permanent revisions through the standard rulemaking process. This rulemaking process includes an opportunity for the public to comment formally on the proposed permanent rule. The first public comment period for these emergency amendments ended November 23, 2020, and the department received numerous comments. The department revised the emergency regulation and the proposed permanent rule in response to these comments. The revised permanent rule and a revised emergency regulation that mirrored the revised permanent rule was posted for public comment on February 5, 2021, and this second public comment period ended April 12, 2021. The department received only a handful of comments. I will briefly summarize the comments and the department's responses. A written summary of each public comment, along with the department's response, also will be published in the New York State Register with the permanent regulation. Two commenters asked whether the written consent required under 58-2.14C and 58-2.15C of the proposed regulation allowed facilities to capture consent electronically. And the department's response is that the proposed regulation provides flexibility in how facilities capture consent and allows consent to be captured electronically, provided the facility is also able to produce a hard copy for the donor or for other purposes. No changes to the regulation are necessary as a result of these comments. Commenters also suggested that subsection 58-2.14B of the proposed regulation, requiring the director of a facility that collects source plasma to hold a New York State Certificate of Qualification in Blood Banking Collection-Comprehensive, is excessive and should be replaced by a requirement for a certificate of qualification in blood banking collection -limited. New York State Public Health Law, Section 572, requires all individuals acting as a director in a blood bank located in or collecting, processing, storing, or distributing blood products in New York State to hold a valid certificate of qualification. The requirement for a C of Q in blood banking collection -comprehensive is appropriate, and no changes to the regulation were made as a result of these comments. One commenter suggested that the requirement in subsection 58-2.14B of the proposed regulation, that the facility director approve new and revised test procedures, should not apply to facilities that collect only source plasma. The department's response is that these tests represent an assessment of the health of the donor and therefore are subject to state and federal requirements related to clinical testing, including the requirement that the laboratory director approve new and revised test procedures. No changes to the regulation were made as a result of this comment. Comments were received suggesting various revisions to the requirements in subpart 58-1 of Title 10 of the New York Code of Rules and Regulations, and questioning the applicability of these requirements to facilities collecting only source plasma. These comments are outside the scope of this proposed rulemaking, so no changes were made as a result of these comments. Because the department will not be making further changes to the emergency regulations or to the proposed permanent rule, the department is asking the council today to approve the final version of the proposed permanent rule. The final rule will be adopted before the emergency rule expires, so there is no need for the council to vote on reapproving the emergency rule today.
Derek, we can now begin the formal question and discussion period. Council members may ask any additional questions they have about the proposed permanent rule.
Hi, this is Tim. Can I just ask a quick question about the, I'm looking at the part about consent. And it just says the donor's consent shall be signed and witnessed on a form approved by the department. Does that mean, just for the sake of understanding the workflow, any consent has to be approved by the department? Is that unique to this process?
I would have to look back at the exact wording. I don't believe that was our intent.
I think it's in C, like the last sentence. Maybe I'm misreading it.
By the department is being deleted. So the donor's consent shall be signed and witnessed, period.
Okay.
Tim, did you hear that? No. So the on a form approved by the department is being deleted from the regulation.
Okay, that's the part that's being removed. Okay,
yeah.
Sorry.
It will read, the donor's consent shall be signed and witnessed, period.
Are there any other questions? Okay, then as a reminder, the emergency regulation that we first approved in September and reapproved in December, February, and March is set to expire imminently, and the department has finalized the permanent rule. So today we need to approve the proposed permanent rule as presented. May I have a motion to approve the proposed permanent rule as presented?
Rachel, I'll move that we approve as written.
May I have a second?
This is Tim, I'll second.
Okay, thank you. Dave?
Great.
Okay, Phil? Phil? Beverly?
Approve.
Okay, and Phil, are you there? All right, well, I approve also. So the motion is approved. Thank you. Now I'd like to discuss and review the update of the blood services guidelines. As the standing blood services committee chair, I will be convening work groups to review these guidelines, starting with some of the oldest that were published in the early 2000s. I will reach out to some council, to the council members and members of the transfusion service community to participate in these work groups. A separate work group will be established for each guideline. The resulting proposed revisions to selected guidelines will be discussed at the next council meeting. And this meeting is projected for late 2021 or early 2022.
Next is the public comment portion of the public hearing. Are there any members of the public who wish to make comments today?
No comment. All right. Well, thank you all. The department will reach out to schedule the next council meeting with a projected time frame of late 2021 or early 2022. Our work groups for the blood service guidelines will meet independently prior to the next council meeting. May I have a motion to adjourn this meeting?
Oh, can I make one question? This is Rachel.
Sure.
I don't think this is previously one of the old ones, but a new thing that has never been finalized about the ambulance service. Is that one of our tasks, or where does that stand about allowing and permitting ambulances to transfuse?
Yeah. I don't know. This is Beverly. I can speak to that. So there is currently a process for ambulance transfusion services to be to apply and to be approved to offer that service. And we are in the process of revising forms, which will be then posted on our wadsworth.org website. But there is a current process in place to allow that to happen. And if there's an interested party, they can email us and we will guide them through that application process.
Service that can apply. Okay.
Okay. Any further comments or questions? Okay, then may I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I'll make a motion. It's Rachel.
May I have a second? Okay. Dave?
I'm in favor of the motion.
Phil?
Approved. Thank you. Bye.
Beverly?
Approved.
Okay, and I approve also. Thank you, everybody. We are adjourned.